Hi, my name is Ray Pei. I'm the head of community at CubeDAV, and it's good to be part of FOSM once again, although it's virtual, and here to talk about how we can make our community recognitions more inclusive. There's a Twitter handle on the slide, so feel free to reach out to me after the talk if you have any questions or want to have follow-up conversations. So a little bit of more about me. I been involved in community management for, I guess, the past 7 or 8 years. Started when I worked at the Linux Foundation. I worked on as a part of a number of different networking projects. And after about 4 years, I joined GitLab in the middle of 2018. And you're probably, most of you are probably pretty familiar with GitLab as an open source project and a company. And it was exciting to see, continue to see the growth of contributors and community members while I was there. And about 14, 15 months ago, I joined a new community called Cube, or is still a relatively young community, less than 3 years old. We started out as an open source project in the data analytics space. And our mission is basically to make, all your data accessible from all your modern data sources that you typically have. And we want to make it accessible to everyone in the company, whether it's, developers developing internal applications in-house, or even your customers who can benefit from getting insights into your data. So feel free to check us out if you want to learn more. But, want to move on to our topic at hand. And what I'll talk about today, number of things. I mean, first is, why recognitions are important in open source communities. And what we typically see in a lot more like a traditional open source communities, and some of the challenges with those, some of the more traditional recognitions that we've become pretty familiar with. And what are some of the things that we can do to make our recognitions more inclusive? Because, obviously, I think all of us in open source or in society in general want to make the place we work in, more inclusive and be welcoming to everybody who wants to participate. And obviously, we'll have time after the recording for Q&As and definitely look forward to that as well. So why is, community recognition important? I think, I can think of three main areas. I mean, first one might be a little obvious. I mean, it's, important to thank people in general as they, help other community members. And, those of us in the open source community, we've been working in this like all remote, asynchronous work environment well before the pandemic. But I think a lot of people are experiencing this. When you work in a, sort of a traditional office setting, pre-pandemic, it's easy enough to sort of stop by somebody's office or desk and give a high five and do a quick celebration for, whatever that person helped accomplish. It's sort of had a lot easier to have like impromptu interactions with people and as a result, give that person a pat on the back. And this is a little harder to do. In a remote work environment, you have to go to make an effort to actually do this, reach out to the person to give people thanks. But it's pretty important, and that's something that we all should put a lot more effort into in open source communities as we all work in different parts of the world. A second reason is what I call role modeling. A lot of communities have like code of conduct or, mission statements and values. And there are a lot, certain behaviors that we obviously want to encourage based on, who we are. I mean, things like, again, like helping newcomers feel welcome in the community and helping get onboarded and get started and be productive in a short order. That's obviously something that we want to encourage everyone to do. And by recognizing, a group of people who've been instrumental in that over a period of time, obviously that's going to put a spotlight on the importance of that value and importance of wanting to continue that tradition. So it gives us sort of an opportunity, the recognition gives us an opportunity to sort of highlight, you know, what you call like a role models in the community. And finally, you know, it's you know, these recognitions are opportunities for, you know, community celebrations. You know, obviously this is a little bit more difficult to do as we're working asynchronously in different time zones and remotely, because we don't see each other very often outside of, you know, in-person events. So it's good to sort of take stock once in a while. Maybe you had a successful launch of your new feature. You know, maybe you have a regular release cycle. It's good to sort of pause and celebrate as a community, as a group, and sort of reinforce that connection that we have with each other. So what do we see very often in open source communities? And I want to share some examples that I've seen. And, you know, and the other thing I want to point out, if there are, if I talk about examples that are, you know, less than ideals in terms of helping with diversity and inclusion, it's, yes, the, these are some of the mistakes that I've often made in the past. So the couple of charts here, I mean, one on the left basically sort of lists people who had most number of like a PRs or merge request merge, you know, throughout the year, as an example, maybe at the end of 2021 or starting part of 2022, maybe you'll publish a sort of list like this. And here are sort of the top 15 or 20 contributors. And one on the right, I mean, you often see these from foundations. They, you know, want to talk about like here are some of the companies that have been very active in their communities or their projects. And, you know, they're basically counting whatever you want to define as contributions. It could be commits, you know, it could be, you know, PRs merged, you know, issues closed, you know, number of, you know, translation strings that was successfully translated, et cetera, however you want to define contribution. Basically this sort of lists, you know, the number of organizations that had the most contributors as an example. And there are a couple of issues with this. I mean, one is that often like these types of, you know, metrics or your recognition focus mostly around the code. So you're looking at activities around your code repositories. It could be GitHub, or you might have, you know, or you might have GitLab, Bitbucket, or other tools, whatever you're using. But if you think about this, you know, think about open source community over the past 10 years, maybe 10 years ago when you joined the community, it was mostly comprised of developers. That's not the case anymore. I mean, you see a lot of users and I mean, in especially like the networking space, you see a lot of operators from telcos who are not necessarily developers. And in data analytics space that I'm in now, you see a lot of data engineers, analysts, you know, who are not necessarily interested in programming. So by focusing too much on code contribution, you're basically ignoring a huge swath of your community members. And obviously that's not something you want to do.